At Rosie's, a small, unassuming bar in Colchester, customers can compete for a unique sort of glory. That is, eating an extremely large bacon cheeseburger plus fries in 30 minutes or less. If you finish this Herculean task, known as the Dozer Challenge, you get a free t-shirt. Vermont Public's Erica Heilman joined her colleague, reporter Liam Elder Connors, on a recent Sunday evening as he tried to achieve this feat.
That's a lot of meat. I'm sure a bad idea.
Liam and I met in the parking lot at Rosie's, out by the dumpsters. Rosie's is a bar and restaurant in Mallets Bay in Colchester, a friendly, low-key place. They make a really good hamburger. Liam grew up in Colchester. He went to college in Colchester at St. Mike's, and now he works at Vermont Public in Colchester. Liam has long considered taking on the Dozer Challenge here at Rosie's, and now, at the age of 32 and 2 weeks before his wedding, he feels like it's his time. The Dozer is 2 1-pound burger patties, 8 strips of bacon, and 8 slices of cheese, served on a cornbread roll, also a pound of fries. He has 30 minutes to clean the plate, but if he succeeds, he gets a Rosie's t-shirt. I sat and I talked with Liam for a few minutes in my car about how he hopes to learn and grow through this challenge, and also why he's been reticent about coming to Rosie's until now.
I've always wanted to come here, but I've never come here because I thought I'd run into somebody that I know. It's more me. It's like about me not wanting to think about that I'm not that far from where I grew up.
What's the problem with not being that far from where you grew up?
Well, it feels like I'm a failure, I think. Or at least I think I used to think it meant me more of a failure. It's like this idea of growing up in one place and never leaving it. And I've only ever lived in Vermont and around like the same couple of mile radius of Colchester. So it's like I don't want somebody who only knew me when I was 18 to see me now when I'm 30-something and be like, hey, you remember what high school was like?
Okay, so you really, like, you want to make a good first impression at Rosie's because you've sort of been reticent about hanging here because of all of that you've just described. So the way to sort of make your entrance is to eat an extremely large hamburger.
Yeah, I guess so, which is really leaning into, like, being from a place, right?
I think it is.
I think it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Liam and I joined his fiancée, Chelsea Edgar, at a picnic table outside Rosie's. And then Joe came out and took our order.
I'll just have some water for it now.
Right.
Thank you.
Is
there anything that you want to tell us about the challenge? Statistically, how many people succeed?
I would say maybe 5%. Not a whole lot.
Why?
Well, it's kind of like overwhelming. I mean, it's like that. Okay.
It's like the size of my head.
It's got 8 pieces of cheese. You got to have a pound of fries. And then you got the burger itself, and it's on a cornbread roll. So it's pretty large.
Let the games begin.
All right. I will be back with your switchback and your water.
Great.
Thanks.
All there was to do now was wait and drink beer and talk about the wedding. And then the dozer arrived.
Who's doing the dozer?
I guess that's me. Thank you. Wow.
Okay,
that's
so
beautiful.
A timer here for you.
Thanks.
And you've got 30 minutes starting now.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
That's pretty big.
The dozer does not disappoint. A pound of fries, 2 enormous burgers hanging well outside their cornbread roll with strips of bacon and cheese, a large steak knife running through all of it, sort of holding it together. The dozer is approximately the size of my head. Liam talked strategy.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat some French fries, because I have to eat the French fries. Say, like, what, like 10 hamburgers in here? Like, who am I to think I could eat that much?
After 5 minutes or so, Jordan, the line cook, came out to see how Liam was doing.
What do you talk about back there when you know someone's out here going to try this?
Usually one of our favorite things to speculate is how skinny the person actually is, because the last probably 7 challenges have been guys that are 90 pounds soaking wet, and they finish it with like 5 minutes to spare. I do get a little bit of sick enjoyment when somebody comes in and doesn't even finish half the burger. But, I mean, I'm always very pleasantly surprised, especially when I see somebody get as far as he's getting.
How would you assess how he's doing right now?
I don't know how much longer you guys are at time for, but, I mean, he's definitely chugging away at it.
This half will be a lot harder.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, I got confidence in you, kid.
We were at the 15-minute mark, and Liam had eaten fully half the dozer. But he was slowing down. He was changing up his strategy. And to be honest, things were feeling a little tense between Liam and Chelsea.
You've got to cut it open. Cut it.
I
commit to the cut,
just
at
cut
least.
It. Just cut it. That's all you're committing to.
That's so much.
Just cut it.
It's very easy for you to... it's very easy for you to say that.
There were only 10 minutes left. Liam was just starting on the second half, and he was becoming philosophical.
The human should not eat this much hamburger. And in that way, I think, is where I'm realizing. It's like one thing to read it. It's another thing to see it. And then it's actually another thing to start eating it. There's like three levels. It's not just the seeing on the paper, seeing in person, eating it, and then to be eating it. You have to think, I have to keep eating when I'm not hungry. I'm full.
It's called discipline. It's this kind of a sport that you've agreed to engage in.
Do we need a safe word?
I'm tired of looking at it. I'm tired of thinking about eating this hamburger. Have you ever gotten to that point?
No, because I've never done the dozer challenge.
And you want to take a bite?
In the end, Liam finished around 53% of the burger and approximately 61% of the fries.
Do you feel a little bit like you're going to be letting down your town?
I'm trying. One fry at a time.
Liam, better luck next summer. This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.